we're back on the air on this Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and you've been listening to Crossfire, number one. It got to that point.
Please,
but not with us.
Please, if I become disrespectful, give me a high sign or something like that. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No, I think it was very passionate on a lot of ends. People, and this is the thing, this is how the whole conversation got started this morning about politics. People, even locally, are very passionate about this election.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're ruining friendships locally because of it.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I started unfriending people on Facebook just because of bad things that they were saying, and I felt guilty about that because I pride myself in listening to both sides. I may disagree vehemently with you, and I've kept several of the people that apparently don't like me because I'm a lib, but I've kept them on my Facebook because I learn what they feel, and you know, I've had my feelings adjusted occasionally.
I've always felt that it's good to listen to the other side.
Yeah,
I think here's the thing. I think if you listen to all conservative news all day or all liberal news all day and you don't hear anything else, well, you're preaching to the choir. What minds are you changing?
Well, that's why I say that I do listen to Fox occasionally. I can't take it very long, but I do listen to it. And I cannot listen to Fox and Friends because that's opinions. But I do listen to their news occasionally.
Now, before we wrap this particular portion of
sure.
the program up, since we did go out with a call on the line, if there's anything anybody wants
sure.
to say, we want to give everybody the chance to do that. 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So if anybody has anything to say, call in 740-383-9944. What I hope we can all come to terms with is that if the person you want to win does not win, that we all are going to be fine the next day. We might, you know, be a little angry, but we're not going to throw tantrums. We're not going to tip over buses.
I may move to another country, but that's not bad.
You're not going to move to another country.
No, I'm not.
So, but, you know, people get very amped up.
Yeah.
Around election time every 4 years. And I thought during the COVID maybe they wouldn't, but, you know, here we are.
You know, I didn't get amped up. I guess I did get amped up back in 08 when Barack was, and I did support him, and I also worked in his campaign. But I don't think I would have been nearly as angry if he had lost as I will this time if Trump wins. So that's just me. And it doesn't mean that people that are going to vote for Trump are bad people. It just means they have a different opinion.
Well, that's what I hope we can get to.
Yeah.
Is that it is just a different, that's all it really is.
Yeah.
It's a difference of opinion because
if it changes the country, that'll bother me.
Well, we're not those people. And I think that's what we have to all understand at one point. None of us are Joe Biden. None of us are Donald Trump. So we're not going to influence them in any way.
No.
So,
well, I really believe that the voter does influence those people.
In what way?
If you have 170 million people voting one way, that's going to wake up a politician, a national politician, because he knows that he's at least got to placate those people somehow.
Well, that's true. And
I really used to get really mad at people that said when I was running, all politicians are crooks and liars. I was not either one. And I really was offended when people said that. You may absolutely disagree with my opinions, but you can't call me a crook or a liar.
You know, I don't know where that came from. I don't know. Because it didn't used to be that way.
You know who the three least trusted professions are? Number one is politicians. Number two is the people that call you to sell you stuff.
Telemarketers.
And number three is, I all of a sudden lost number three. It's a real obvious one, too. Used car salesmen. Those are the three.
But it's strange to me that people are so distrusting of politicians.
And I really think they distrust the politicians that are on the opposite side of the aisle. My politicians are okay, but your politicians. So therefore, they think all politicians, or they imply that.
I mean, there are politicians that I can think of that I won't name that I know are absolutely above reproach when it comes to what they do.
Yeah, I think there are some. Yeah.
Well, this is not a light subject, but since we talked about it this morning and it seemed to bring out a lot of strong feelings in people, the Judge Warner case here in Marion.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday he wasn't indicted.
Yeah, he and his wife looked really not very happy in their jumpsuits.
Well, I don't think anybody would be.
No.
Having your picture taken like that. But they are out on bond, $10,000 bond. He said not guilty.
Yeah, he did.
And he also said he's not leaving the job.
Yeah, I
saw
that.
What do you think of that?
I think he's wrong. I think he should. If for no other reason, I mean, the appearance is absolutely rock solid that something wrong happened there. Just the fact that they left the scene, I think, is against the law. And they admit they left the scene. But to stay on as a judge and have everybody know that you left the scene of an accident and then kind of lied about it or adjusted the truth doesn't make you very Solomon-esque.
Well, but now here's the thing that's weird. We just said the number one distrusted profession is politicians.
Yeah.
But yet we expect them to be above reproach.
We expect ours. The guys on the other side of the aisle are all terrible. I really think that's the problem.
But isn't that weird, though?
It is.
Politicians are nothing but crooks and liars.
Yeah.
But boy, when they do something wrong, oh my goodness, they've got to be above everybody else.
Right.
Well, wait a second. We think they're crooks and liars. Should this surprise us?
Well, you know, the other problem with that is when they go into campaign mode, everybody, look at it right now. The gentleman that called earlier is saying how many times Biden's lied and stuff like that. Well, the other side surely can throw that back in his face because we can prove how many times Trump has lied. And you know, I feel that's why nobody trusts politicians, because when they're campaigning, the other side calls them every bad thing under the sky. And, you know, even if you are a good person, you're going to be called all that stuff. So therefore, it kind of takes the trust out of politicians. You're getting a lot of stuff on
this. No, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people have been taking the COVID test lately, and I think it's because we're getting into a cooler temperature, and people are getting colds, and people are getting sore throats.
And getting nervous.
And nervous, but all these tests are coming back negative, thank goodness.
Yeah, good. Excellent, yeah.
So,
now, my doctor told me to go get my virus or my flu shot immediately. He thinks older people should make sure that they get their flu shots as soon as they can to help fend off that. If you get the flu, it knocks your, immunity down. And you need your immunity up if COVID's going to come knocking. So,
you know, the whole COVID thing has become an interesting study, I think, in human behavior.
I will guarantee you it has changed the way we will live our future.
You know,
lives.
What I'm fascinated to know now is, will the flu be less this year because
well, it was down in Australia.
No, right. I'm saying, because we don't normally wear masks in this country.
Right.
So because we're wearing masks, will the flu be less?
That's what they said about Australians. Flu season just ended because they're on the opposite side of the earth in the southern hemisphere. Their cold season has just ended, and they were saying that's one of the reasons is because they were all wearing masks because of COVID, and they were all socially distancing because of COVID, so therefore it was a very light year for flu down in Australia, and they're predicting that it may be the same for us. Now in the United States, we're not doing our masks and our distancing very well. I'm looking for it. I would like someday somebody will do a study on party affiliation and death by COVID. And that's going to be interesting to me.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it does have a political...
No, I don't think we don't. That's why it'd have
but
to
I
be
don't
a study.
Know. So I'm wondering what that study would show. If I had to guess, I would guess it won't, because I think that there are people, you know, I think politicians see this as a political thing, and I think because we're in a political year, people see it as a political thing. But I really think there are people who just don't like it. They don't like wearing the mask. They don't think of it as a political thing at all, and that probably did not do them very well.
I would venture to say most of those people are Republicans.
See, I don't know.
Nor do I, and I shouldn't say that so blanketly, but they seem to like at their rallies, they like to defy those things, and if that's the way they're going to be, there's going to be, nature will take its course.
Well, I hope everybody's okay.
I do too. I'd like to see the vaccination show up as soon as possible.
Well, and I think it's going to be late next year is what I understand.
Well, I understand that there's a lot of push from the Republican Party to say some will be there before the election, but they're not going to get the full-blown thing until, late next year, maybe mid next year, something like that. It kind of depends on what their results are when they're starting their testing now, so.
Well, I just think it's a fascinating thing because all bad things in the end are studied heavily and moments in time.
Yeah.
World War II was a moment in time. Vietnam was a moment in time. September 11th was a moment in time. And this will be a moment in time that will be looked at as a very peculiar time, much like those all were. Different times.
Yeah, but some of them are longer times than other times. 9/11, and I feel horrible for the people that lost their families and friends in 9/11, but it was one day and 3,000 people. World War II was a little bit longer and way more people. So I don't think you can call World War II a moment in time, but it is a period in time.
Well, I just think that 9/11 had offshoots. Like the Iraq War, the war in Afghanistan,
you still aren't getting up to the number of people killed in World War II.
The Patriot Act, just the changes that it brought along.
Yeah, and all of these things, including COVID, are going to bring big changes.
It'll be interesting to see what the changes are. I do believe that when the vaccine comes in, I think we're a society that falls back into our norms very quickly. I was thinking about that on September 11th. I remember after September 11th, President Bush had a 90% approval rating. He stood on the rubble. He said, we're going to find the people who tore down these buildings, and they're going to hear from all of us soon. People were sending things to New York. And New York
had a 90% approval rating?
Something like that.
Wow.
People were sending stuff to New York. Everybody around the world thought the United States was great and were being good toward us, and it all was gone within 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, we have short memories. Yeah.
Everybody was wearing a flag pin.
Not me.
No, but they were. 90% of them were. And then...
I'm not opposed to flag pins. I just don't wear pins, so... I didn't want anybody to get mad at me because I wouldn't wear a flag pin. It's not that I won't wear a flag pin. It's that I don't have one, and I really don't wear pins. So please don't get mad at me because I don't have one.
Do you remember that, where that was a big thing?
No, I really didn't. But see, just as you said, we have short memories.
We do have short memories. And I think we will with this, too. We're in the middle of it now.
I think there are things like, I think the internet sales and restaurant distribution, I think those are two things that will stay with us because I think they've been altered, and all of a sudden we go, hey, this isn't so bad to be able to drive to my restaurant and have them hand me the food out the window and then head on home. I mean, we do have drive-through, but the drive-through now are even big restaurants, you know, expensive restaurants. So I think it'll change a lot of things, COVID.
We shall see.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when we sit here today, I think You know, it's... You know what? I know it's less scary than it was in the beginning. When it first
happened, oh, sure.
People had never heard or seen
right.
anything like
it's
this.
It's a boogeyman coming out of the closet. Man. Yeah,
it was big time scary. Now people are living with it.
I still find it very scary. I find it very annoying and scary when I go to the grocery and somebody is not wearing a mask, even though it says on the grocery door, you must wear a mask. I asked one of the people at the grocery that I was at the other day, there's a person not wearing a mask. Are you supposed to do anything? Well, we've been told by the administration to let them go. Okay.
Well, I don't think it's a law, is I think part of that.
No, but if you say that on your door, you should own up to it. When I was at the credit union, we had a man throw an absolute tantrum fit because we had a sign on the door that said you can't bring a gun into the credit union. He threw a fit and then started to peel that sign off of our door. I threatened to call the cops on him, and he left with his gun on his holster. I think we've got to figure out how to get away from this Old West mentality that we're getting into now.
Well, I think people in the stores at this point say we don't want to fight that battle.
Yeah, no, I understand it. I wouldn't want to fight it either. But
because I think you'd be fighting it all day, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I think you see in your store, I think I've been in your store several times, and most of the people, I haven't seen anybody in your particular store without a mask on.
You know, I don't know how they handle that.
Yeah.
That's above my...
Well, I think what we should do is if they come in without a mask, shoot them.
He's kidding.
Sorry. I'm kidding. Yeah, please.
He's kidding. Watch out.
I was smiling when I said that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to go to break here because we've got the minute break coming up. We're going to be back, though. Don't miss anything here on WWGH Radio 106.
Charlie,
do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio.
Cut that one close, didn't we?
We came right back in. Slid right back in. How's Swap Shop going, by the way?
Not real good. And I really don't expect it to go well until we have a virus. I mean, vaccine. Until we have a vaccine for the virus. And because I think people are afraid to go buy stuff. But I have seen more and more yard sales. So maybe people are getting more comfortable doing that. And I drove by a yard sale the other day, and they were socially distancing, and I noticed that they were putting the money down and backing up, taking their product, and the person then would pick the money up. However, do you know, and I've learned this from working in the financial industry, money might be the dirtiest thing you ever handle.
Well, that's true. And, you know, isn't that the odd part of this whole thing?
Yeah.
Why did my mic go almost completely dead there? Wait, we got to hear me.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can't hear me, then what do we got?
Yeah.
We got total
answer. You got me.
Well, so coming up today on Progressive
Live. It's still kind of crackling.
It is kind of crackling. Yeah. I think we uncrackled.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So what do we got coming up on Swap or Progressive Live today?
Well, as I was telling you, I had a choice. I have a choice of either reading the speech that Obama did. And I've read a lot of speeches. I've had a lot of good responses to it. People don't call me because I'm reading the speech, but people have texted me. It's good because I'm trying to educate people about all sorts of things. I read the Lorax, which is kind of a Dr. Seuss's emphasis on environmentalism. I've read Well, I've read all sorts of speeches, and I like the idea of reading these speeches. But I have a choice of reading the speech that Obama did at the funeral of John Lewis, or I can do I found online a really neat survey about people over 70 and their thoughts, and I might do that today just so we can get out of the political stuff. I know that's not goes along with progressive life, but it is. I'm progressing through my 70s.
Well, now here's the story I wanted to bring up, because I thought this was it's kind of a nothing story, but it's an interesting story. Do you know who Candace Cameron Bure is?
No, I can't say that.
Well, she was one of the kids on Full House.
Oh, yes, I do know who she is then, yes.
And she does a lot of the Hallmark movies now.
Yeah.
She was on The View for a period of time as well. Well, apparently, she's been married to her husband like 25 or 35 years, and they took a picture to celebrate their 25th or 35th anniversary. I think it was on Instagram or one of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And in the, I mean, they're both fully clothed. It's nothing like that. But they took a picture, and he's standing behind her, and he's kind of got his hand on her chest.
Okay.
People did not like this. People thought that was very inappropriate. People thought that was bad. And also, because she's very religious mm-hmm. in what she does.
She is.
That was also why they came after her, that you can't do that. And her response was, I've been married for 25, 35 years.
He's done it before.
Well, no, her response was, you know, I hope he still feels comfortable to do that after all this time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm sure he didn't even think of where his hand was. I like going over, I just occasionally, now I hope my wife isn't listening to this because she'll get a really big head, but occasionally I'll look over at her and I'll think, gosh, she's a nice looking lady at 70, she just turned 75. And I will walk over to her and put my arms around her and give her a little hug on the back, and she'll look at me like, what are you doing? You know, that type of thing. And occasionally your hand brushes the breast.
Yeah, but I guess when you are a public figure, should you do that?
I bet he had no idea where his hand was. there's a thing on Big Bang Theory where Sheldon is helping Penny and helping her get her blouse over her head because she's broken a leg or broken her clavicle or something like that. And she says, can you help me get my top on? And he's puts it on and he says, is that your elbow? She said, that's not my elbow. And you know exactly what, and that's,
but you know what
happens.
You probably shouldn't do it because
you shouldn't do it intentionally, I suppose.
Well, no, I'm saying you shouldn't do it on Instagram or whatever if you're a well-known person, because stuff like that will come back to haunt you.
Okay, well, and maybe it's my age, but I don't care what people would say about me.
But they do, because, you know, it can hurt you. And how many times have we seen a picture of a politician who wasn't a politician at the time and took a picture or did something, and that it becomes a campaign slogan, campaign post?
Yeah. No, and what's his name? The guy from Minnesota, the comedian who was a senator.
Oh, there you go. There's a perfect example.
Yeah, yeah. That's his style. And like the gentleman said this morning, criticizing Biden for ruffing the hair of a little kid or hugging a little kid or patting him on the head, that's kind of the way we were back in the day. If you're my age, I can't tell you how many. Well, I would wait in line at church, at the end of church service. My dad was a minister. And people would go through the church service, and after they were done, they'd shake my dad's hand and say, oh, isn't he a cute little kid? And they'd ruffle my hair. Or they'd pat me on the butt, or they'd pat me on the back of the head or something like that. It never, ever would raise any questions in my mother's or my father's mind or my mind, you know. It's just the times and the way we grow up. Now, if you did it in a non-loving way or in a super loving way, I'm not sure what you would call it, then I understand. And I understand if you're a politician or a public figure, you probably shouldn't do that. You should try to avoid
it. You got to be more aware.
Yeah, yeah. You should be aware of what you're doing, yeah.
So I think, and then trying to defend it, I think, don't even get into that.
Why defend it? I mean, people that are pulling that up to throw it at her husband aren't going to like him anyway. There's a reason
Throwing it at her, though? Because I think she's the better known of the two.
Okay, but they're not going to like her anyway. There's a reason other than that. We damn a lot of people because of religion. And we have no right to damn other people because of our religion.
I don't really... I mean, yes, she is super Christian, but I don't know that that's why that became... I think people said that, mm-hmm. but I think there were more people criticizing her, you know. It was just the picture.
I remember once a great friend of mine. She is still a friend on my Facebook. Carol, if you're listening, and I know she isn't because she lives in Indiana, but... Who knows? You can get us in Indiana. Carol, I went to Valparaiso University. That's where I got my degree from. And Carol's father was one of my professors. And Carol was a high school chum of mine. And she once told me I was going to hell because I was a Methodist, not a Lutheran. Now, where does that come from? Lighten up.
Well, but you know, people are very particular. And maybe they should be. You know, I think people have free. We have freedom of religion in this country.
Sure, yeah. And you can think whatever you want to think, but don't try and tell me how to think. I'm an agnostic and verging on the edge of atheism. So,
well, no, I don't think you should tell somebody else how to think. But no. I think that I think sometimes it goes the other way too. I think people look at people who have religious beliefs in a very condescending way.
Well, look at the ad that Ronald Reagan's son is doing right now for Freedom of Religion Society or whatever it's called. It's a little condescending, yeah.
And I think that's awful.
Well, I don't think it's awful. I just think it's...
Well, I think, why would you want to condescend to people? I mean, what in the... If you,
'cause you think you're smarter than they are.
Yeah, but if you, which is not good.
No, it's not.
You got to think that you're on the same level as everybody else. Then we can have conversations about things.
And we all know that we aren't on the same level. I'm above everybody. So. I'm
above
sorry.
Above you, below the rest. I don't know. I just think it's the craziest thing in the world that people just will find reasons to fight.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that all this arguing and politicians and hating has done for me is made me realize that I can't worry about what you think about me.
No, but you know what? People who say that, I think, are somewhat false.
That you can't worry about what you say?
That I don't.
Now, you said that to me about yourself.
Right, but I think there's a little false in it with most people because I think that there
but
are...
But not you.
I'll get to that. I'll get to that. I think that what it is that some people say it because they are hypersensitive about what people think about them. But then other people don't care because people are saying, well, how could it be that you wouldn't care about that? And then it just comes off that way.
Well, you know, you got a good point. And I said it doesn't. I've gotten to the point where it doesn't bother me. It does bother me. It breaks my heart to have somebody say that.
Well, because you said that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, it does. It hurts my feelings. But I've gotten to the point where I realize that I've got to just let it go. And that's really what I meant by it doesn't bother me. It does bother me, but I let it go because there's nothing I can do about it.
See, like earlier on when when Adam was in here and he said, oh, somebody just said something negative about you. It was, okay.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Negative about who?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't bother me.
Why should it? You didn't even know who it was.
Right. And that's what I say. But you didn't know who it was who sent the thing in that bothered you a little bit that you had to let go.
Sent what?
About the kiss the ring comment.
Oh, yeah. No, it did bother me a little bit because I couldn't understand why somebody would be so flip about that sort of thing. I don't know.
Well,
and by the way, flip is a word that my mother used to use a lot. And you said that when I was saying
hoity.
Hoity. You said it was hoity.
Hoity-toity.
And I have it on the phone. There is also a the other side.
Well, what's the difference between hoity-toity and
what you were saying? It's completely different, but I'll pull it up at the break.
Well, hoity-toity means you think you're high above.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what did your word mean?
Something like that, but it's a little bit more intelligent.
What was yours? What was yours?
I can't remember how
I put it. Remember what your mother said?
I'm going to pull it up, and we're going to play it for you after the break.
This is so depressing. You don't remember what your mother said.
Oh, I remember my mother.
No, I remember your mother, but what did she say?
I don't remember all the stuff she said.
No, but that particular word.
That's what I'm going to have to pull it up.
I thought you said it was something like hottie.
Howdy. Yes. Yeah. H-A-U-G-H-T. Yes, here it is. And here's what it... Hottie.
Hottie toddy.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for you.
Isn't that a drink?
Hottie.
Can you hear that?
A little bit.
Hottie.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
It means arrogantly superior and disdainful.
So what's hoity mean?
Hoity-toity is kind of the same thing, but it's a kind of a... I think it's kind of a it's not so hoity-toity.
Well, didn't we discover that this is a New England thing?
No, it's a real word, and it's spelled differently than hoity-toity.
But I think they use it in the New England area.
Yes, they do. Yeah. My mother used it a lot. My mother also used to say cocky pants instead of khaki pants. So.
Really? So that was the... What else do... I just found oat. You hear that a lot up there. Oat.
And I also have bratwurst on here.
Bratwurst.
And it's pronounced bratwurst.
Well, now we know your whole machine is fault. Now we know your whole machine is faulty.
I love it.
That's all we need to know.
I looked that up, and I was going to play it for you.
And it's wrong. Now, would you spell B-R-A-T, brat?
Bratwurst.
Brat.
No.
Yeah.
It's pronounced bratwurst.
How do you spell brat?
Bratwurst is...
We're going to break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 1 minute here on this program.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Scott Spears and Glenn Coble back here on this Wednesday. What are you doing?
I'm going to play this for you.
Bratwurst.
My phone is either ignorant or you're ignorant. One of the two.
Hey! You know something? Have you ever had one of those days where you feel like you're in a... I don't know if it's because Adam was in here and you were in here and there was all this blah, 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 back and forth. Like, I just took a nap that last hour or what it was.
You were kind of quiet.
I woke up this morning really early because I did something stupid last night. I left the windows open.
Yeah, it got cold.
It got
down
cold.
To 46.
Oh, man. I woke up this morning at like, what time was it? 4:30.
Oh, that's way too
and
early.
It was cold in my house. Holy mackerel. And I wasn't going to turn the heat on.
Yeah.
But I'm not turning... I shut the windows.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to turn the heat on. And so I just kind of laid there cold.
But you had already cooled down the house from the outside.
Yikes. So I didn't go back to sleep. So I feel, you know, and then I came in here and had to listen to you guys just blab on. So now, I feel like I'm in a haze
so
the rest
sorry.
Of the day.
Didn't mean to
blah, 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 blah. I'm already half asleep, and now I got to hear the rest of it.
I'm going to have to spray this microphone down
Jeez,
after laughing. Oh, me. You know, it's been a good day for... I feel like it's been a good day because I've been able to listen and hear people. Sometimes I don't hear as well as I should. You know, and that's something that none of us do very well. We all want to have. That was one of the things that kind of annoyed me this morning. Is there's a lot of non-listening when one is talking. You want to get your point across, and so therefore you aren't paying attention to what the other person is saying, and I think that's not good. And I think I listened a lot this morning.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing this morning.
You're doing a lot of listening early.
A lot of listening. And you know, it just went on and on and on.
I am so sorry.
I thought, is this ever going to end?
It wasn't always me.
No, I'm not putting the blame on you. I said you and Adam, and it was just
whatever. Yeah. Well.
And then he was trying to plug his show Monday by not telling us what was going to be.
Yeah, that's a little confusing, Adam. If you're listening right now, you're not plugging your show if you keep saying, I'm not going to tell you anything about my show.
It's going to be controversial, but I'm not going to tell you why.
Well, that was nice. I haven't. I think I've only talked face to face with Adam a couple times before.
I like seeing Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam's good.
Yeah. I'm sorry he's having a little tiff with his former co-host. I guess he.
Well, I don't really know what that is, to be honest with you.
Well,
I stayed out of that one.
My show, Progressive Life, would be glad to have him on. Professor, what is his name?
Feynman.
Professor Feynman. My show would love to have him on, so if he wants to come on, he can be on a Progressive Life.
I think you and he would agree a lot.
Yeah, I think we would, too. Tomorrow's show, my show tomorrow is...
Swap
we're
Shop.
Before Swap Shop, we're going to have Ted Malone on. Fred Malone, I'm sorry.
You were as good at Adam as playing your shows.
I am terrible.
Fred Malone.
It's the age.
But, you know, have you ever had a night like that? Have you ever left the windows open?
Yeah.
And had the cold just seep in overnight?
We always lock all of our doors and turn the lights on. And I'm checking my time. And I go around and make sure all the doors are locked, all the windows are down. About a week ago, I woke up and it was about 2 or 3 days ago. I woke up and I was cold. And I thought, why am I cold? I had left my back door wide open.
Oh, I tell you, it does.
It got cold in a hurry. And I think that night it only got down to 53.
And I had a window open in the bedroom.
Yeah, that and it was 46 is really cold. We're going to have a week of pretty cold weather.
I don't think it's going to warm back up, is it?
I don't know.
Fall comes...
If the fires start spreading this direction, it might warm up.
When's the 21st?
I don't know what is. I don't even know what today is. Today is the 16th, so it's...
21st, 5 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would be, what is that, Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No,
Monday,
it's Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday's the first day of autumn.
First day of autumn, yeah.
Yeah, autumn. That's the fall autumn solstice, which means we have an equal number, 12 hours yep. of daylight and dark.
Absolutely. Now, I was married on the winter solstice. Which is the longest night of the year. Very,
really?
Very romantic.
December 21st.
Yeah.
Is that romantic?
Well, lots of darkness. That means you can kiss a lot. I don't know.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
What year was that?
1969, December 21st, and that's when I got married. I had a lot of interesting things happen on my marriage that I won't tell you about, but one of the interesting things is we drove into Chicago and stayed at an Outer Drive Holiday Inn and almost didn't make it because the generator in my car, her car, it was her car, died on the way there. So as we were driving down the Outer Drive, which is usually pretty full of cars, our lights were going dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, but we made it.
At the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, at the Holiday Inn.
How nice.
Yeah, and it was a big Holiday Inn on the lakeshore with the, you know, you could go up to the ceiling, look out over Lake Michigan. Of course, on December 31st, who wants to look over Lake Michigan?
You know, I brought this up earlier on, but Friday night, I was coming in here to do the show, and I was driving through the Walmart parking lot, and I saw two men there. who I assume were homeless because they had signs.
I've seen
that. Well, that's depressing.
It is depressing.
You know, how does that happen?
Have you ever helped a person like that?
Well, I'm not. Here was the thing, and I'm not making fun, but their signs are so long.
Yeah, you can't read them.
You can't read them.
Yeah.
I mean, I just get the impression that they're homeless.
I helped a gentleman once. I rented him a motel room because he was holding a sign up. But his sign said, "I'm homeless." That's all it said. And I felt so good about doing that. I've done it several times since then. Not take people to motel rooms, but, you know, picked up people that need a ride. Or, you know, when I was a kid, you could thumb just about anywhere in the United States and not worry about it. Hitchhiking was almost approved. I'd go to college from South Bend, Indiana, or from Valparaiso, Indiana, down to Butler in Indianapolis by thumbing my way down there. But, boy, you don't dare do that anymore, do you?
No, I don't think you'd want to do it. You might lose your thumb.
Yeah, you might lose more than that.
I just, it's so sad to me that here we are in a you know, average-sized community that we would have homeless people.
Yeah.
I don't know why we cannot figure something out.
Well, because the rich want to get richer, and the poor don't know how to get richer.
Yeah, but just as a people, you know, beside that, we should see a homeless person and be able to have them go somewhere. And we have a homeless shelter, but I don't know why they're not there.
Well, I think sometimes the homeless shelters get filled up and they don't have room for them. I also think some people, I don't know, if I were homeless, my pride might not let me go to places like that. I don't know. You must be getting a lot of messages on the computer. I keep seeing you look over there. You got a lot of people hating on me?
No. I think we're having a pretty logical conversation right now, but I don't understand why. I don't know. You know, you're fellow human beings, that's a tough thing to see somebody sitting there on the side of the curb.
Yeah, and you know what really breaks my heart is when I see a family sitting on the curb.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful, and you don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
The homeless shelter, there's criteria for the homeless shelter. You can't go there if you're, like, a felon or...
Is that right?
And there's some other things. I don't know if drugs have something to do with it.
Yeah.
But, like, if you have felonies and stuff, you can't go. But there is the Bee Ministries. I think that's over there on North Prospect Street.
What's the name of it?
Bee Ministries.
Okay.
They'll take anybody.
Yeah, my dad would take anybody at the Methodist Church where we were.
Nowadays, you got to be careful. It's a good way to get knocked over the head.
Yeah.
Well, it's sad because I see these people out there behind Applebee's, and I think, do they know? Can they not get there? What's the issue? Like a cold night
maybe,
last
like
night?
I said, maybe they got felonies. Well, maybe like you said, maybe the shelter's full.
Yeah.
Maybe they have felonies. There's different things.
Yeah.
You never see them out there at night, though. Where do they sleep?
Wherever they can find. I don't know.
I mean, I'd want to get arrested at that point. At least you go to the jail.
Red Skelton did a whole show on that.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I had a guest recently because I've been fascinated by this whole jail prison thing. I recently had a guest who had been in prison for 3 years, and I said to them off the air because the interview was not about prison or jail. I said, "What was it like in there?" And they said, "Not bad."
Yeah.
They said, I mean, it was prison. You know, you were confined to whatever you were confined to.
Couldn't go see your mommy and daddy.
Yeah, you know what his biggest complaint was?
What?
Was that he could not get the proper medical care.
Oh, that's
that
bad.
Was it. It wasn't about shivs. It wasn't about drugs. It wasn't about showers. It wasn't about people being rude to you. As a matter of fact, he said his friends, you know, he was worried about some of his friends not being able to get the proper medical care.
Hmm. Wow.
My first response hearing you say that is, well, stay out of jail. But then again, I mean, like we said so many times before, you don't want to jump to conclusions and you don't want to get too judgy. So I have 4 kids and I'm protective over them, and I could think of some reasons why I might go to prison.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, gentlemen.
I hear
you.
That's a good point. I know my wife, if my kids were young, she would have torn your head off if you'd done it. And you know, yeah.
Oh,
there are reasons.
I thought that prison conversation we had was really good a few weeks ago. And all I'm saying in that is I think sometimes look at all the people who are accused of so many things now who are on trial. Yeah. I don't, it just always seems to me that no matter who the person is, they are absolutely petrified about going to prison. But then when the moment actually comes, they go, they do their time, they come out, and they don't, their biggest fear no longer is prison. They don't come out and talk about shivs and being in the, no. It's just,
that's, you know, something you saw on TV.
Yeah, I think that's television.
And I'm sure that some prisons are different than other prisons, you know, depending on what you're in for and depending on what the administration of your prison is all about. But, you know, it was interesting that Adam was talking about, oh, shoot, it just slipped out of my head. Never mind. Let's go back. Oh, he said how great America is. And truly, one of the only two or three things that America is number one in is the most number of people incarcerated per capita. And it's by far the number one.
But you know what? Again, they're people. It's much like a homeless person.
Yeah.
You know, so many people are afraid to approach a homeless person. They are people.
Yeah, they are. And some of them are a little bit, you know, we've put so many people out of our mental institutions as we closed them all down, and there are some that are a little strange, but most of them won't hurt you unless you threaten them. Now, I do remember we were driving out to California and went into a restaurant, and there were not very many people in the restaurant, but there was a homeless man sitting out front. And he asked me for some money to get something to eat. And quite frankly, all I had was a credit card, and I really didn't want to do it. And I said, I'm sorry, I'll buy you a cup of coffee or something. He didn't want coffee. And he told me exactly what he wanted. And at that point, I said, I'm sorry. And then on the way out, he really abused us.
Well, there you go. I do want to let everybody know Progressive Life with Glenn Coble is coming up in about 15 minutes on this station. And then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond will be on 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight from 6:10 until 7 p.m. You're tuned into WWGH Radio. We thank Adam and Glenn and everybody who called today. It's been a lot of fun. You're on in 10 minutes.
Okay.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect. And Donald Trump does not have the right...